the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community, for God's sake. Now, if I save a soul along the way, let's call that icing on the cake. The mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you business owners out there find yourself at a business crossroads at any time, don't fret, don't dismay, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are a business development show, and we are here every Friday bringing you the good marketing gospel, broadcasting live out of the illustrious studio at Radio One in Silver Spring, Maryland. I'd like to welcome the listeners all over the world. And when I say all over the world, I really mean it, because I know it, because I get the emails, I get the tweets, the texts. But I have mad love for my local folks, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, the DMV, as they call it. And we're going on about 8 years now of being on the air. And I don't know about what y'all know about the radio world, but 8 years is... that's a long time in radio land. It's almost like dog years, though. It's a long time. I'd like to welcome my co-host today, my guest host, Miss Lynn Boogie. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone out there today?
All right. Welcome. This lady is no stranger to radio and promotion. She's a familiar face around town, worked with a lot of folks in the promotion field. And she's actually been here a few times. So I'd like to welcome you and thank you for joining us on this bright and sunny, energetic Friday.
I'm so happy to see the sun. Boy, I'm ready for the 70-degree weather. That's what I'm looking forward to. But the sun is amazing.
We'll take the sun, right?
Yes.
We'll take the sun any day. If you want to join the conversation at any point today, by all means, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Have a wonderful show today, as always. We bring tools you can use if you're a business owner and you're trying to get your toe out here in that entrepreneurial pool, then this is the place you want to be. So if you're not a business owner, but you know somebody, I know a lot of moms out here, the kids got out of school and went out there and put that 8 years of knowledge or 4 years, and they came out ready for that big job. Didn't happen.
Nowhere to go.
So a lot of those folks, Lynn, have found themselves being not out of their own choosing, but being forced to start a business.
Yes, yes.
And so all you moms out there that got that kid in the basement and you trying to get them out of there, you might want to give them this show.
You may need to be in touch with the Marketing Pulpit. Yes.
I tell you, that's because we have been actually, we've launched quite a few businesses in the 8 years we've been on the air. And for you folks out there in the government, a lot of folks out here in the government got those good government jobs, getting in that 58, 60 range, 62 years old, trying to think what you're going to do next. You can't take that job with you.
No.
I checked it out. Mm-hmm. I called over there one day and said, hello, government. Got a question.
Need something to do. Government need something else to do.
Yeah, government said, hello. I like government. Now, look, I got a lot of folks out here. They've been working with you for years, sometimes 25, 30 years. And they want to know that when they leave, can they pass that good old government job down to their progeny, to their kids? You know what government said, Lynn?
What'd they say?
What you talking about, Willis? They said, you better get off this phone.
Like, yeah, right. They had to start just like you did.
They better get out here and find them, start themselves a job.
Yeah, you know, there are some people who have... the college is not their thing, so therefore they have to step into the workforce.
That's right. And like, good point.
Yes.
Everybody does not go to college.
Right.
So people who have a craft, a skill, are just good at things, turn that into a business.
Absolutely.
And so what we do on this show, because just about anybody can start a business. That's why later in the show, I'm going to talk about three things. No, actually, four things. I've updated it. It was three things last week.
You're going to come up with like five more by the end of the show, I'm sure.
But I have at least four things. I call them the four M's that are absolutely prerequisites to be successful in business.
Awesome. Okay.
So you got to stick around for that.
Take my notes. Get my pen and paper out.
All right. So moms, all your moms got these kids in the basement. All you late bloomers who are about to... start your second career in government. All you people who are actually in business, but you're just not clicking on all cylinders. You need some octane in the engine. So tune into the show. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Now, coming up at 10:45, we're going to have a young man who's well-known in the financial field. His name is Kelvin Boston, and he's a financial expert. He's also going to be talking about, besides giving us some tips on finances, he's also going to be talking about an event coming up on March 17. That's the Kelvin Boston MoneyWise Financial Empowerment Tour. That's going to be taking place on March 17. So he's going to talk about that at 10:45. In the meantime, go to marketingpulpit.com, and we have the information about the event, about Mr. Boston, about our guest, about myself, and a lot of other goodies. So go to marketingpulpit.com. Also go to Marketing Pulpit on Facebook. We're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter.
See, just Google him. He's everywhere.
Just Google him. Put it in Google. You can Google Marketing Pulpit. You can Google Robert Gatewood. And something's going to come up, man. Yep. I hope it's good. So I'm sure it's going to
That's
be
how
good.
I found him.
Yeah, you're a fan. You're a social media junkie yourself.
I am totally social media.
But isn't it amazing that the connections and the places, the many places you can be without leaving your, you don't have to get to your computer anymore, just your phone.
When I tell you, it has been amazing, because I did internet radio for a while, mm-hmm. and the connections that I've met has been out of this world. I mean, it's like divine intervention. Like today, I just ran into someone I haven't spoken to in like 10 years.
10 years.
Haven't seen him in 10 years. Walked through the door and there he was. And I actually did a show with him as well. So
10 years ago, that means you were probably about 12 around then.
Right? Mm, yeah. Child labor laws. I started early.
Wow. Well, that's good. So that's the power of social media, folks. We talk about social media on many of the shows. We talk about the value. We talk about how to do it the right way, how to be safe out there. And so stay tuned to this show for social media tips, marketing tips, business development tips. We have a good lineup of co-hosts. We talk about law. We talk about accounting. We talk about mental health. We have business coaches. We have shows all over the country as far as we have the Radio 1 show here. We have a blog talk show. And this Monday, I was over at DC Radio over there with the MFL, Mr. Richard Miles, mm-hmm. and Kelsey Nicole Nelson and Gary Digital Williams. And we had a great show over there at the DC Radio. And they've been one of our supporters and sponsors, and we've been working with them over the years. So we're just making our imprint and impression known out there and just trying to. But it all boils down to the same mission, building these strong businesses in our community and putting our people to work.
Yes.
In the spirit of Wakanda, we found out that forever.
Wakanda forever.
About the movie, The Black Panther. It was a fictitious show, but mm-hmm. it has actually kind of changed the mindset of a lot of people.
It really has.
People have kind of sunken into this depression. You know, for watching, dealing with Trump for a year and a half. A year. It feels like about 100 years, but feels it's only like been it. A little over a year. So people had kind of fallen into a slump. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man, all these laws are being turned back. We're seeing rolling back of things. We're seeing voter suppression. We're seeing these laws that are coming out of the Justice Department, out of the Housing and Urban Development, and everywhere they seem to be rolling back. But all of a sudden, this movie comes along. Now it's going to hit $1 billion in sales.
And it's over. I think I was looking at it this morning, $902 billion already. This movie actually gave a lot of people hope.
Yes, exactly.
It motivated a lot of us to. It shows what we could actually do.
Right, that's right.
If we put our mind to it and be proactive and be active and just get out there and do what we need to do to get these, things in place that we need.
And I think I've seen in my business dealings, I've seen a new enthusiasm, a new spirit of can-doism, a new spirit of things are possible. Mm-hmm. When in a few years past, I felt like there was a malaise. Really, at the beginning of the Trump administration, a lot of people really felt very it felt out of touch.
Right.
And now we're feeling people connecting. Mm-hmm. So use that, harness that spirit, harness this energy and this spending power. This tremendous, yes. tremendous spending power. If nothing else comes out of this, just look at what we can do when we're all pointing
Absolutely.
Our arrows in the same direction.
Yes, yes.
$1 billion?
This is a perfect example of that.
$1 billion?
Oh, my goodness. I know he's very happy.
Oh, yeah. So that's never.
I'm looking forward to being in the sequel. That's all I'm saying. I would love to.
You got to shave your head now. You watch
that. I'm not. That's not a problem. I did that 2 years ago.
Got your rave ready, huh?
I'm ready.
Cut off my eyebrows, whatever. Whatever else we have to do.
You know, they draw those back on, so it's okay.
That's right. Man, they can do anything. They can spray hair back in your head if you want to. We got a lot of things going on. Talk about some events that are coming up. One event is the BLE Executive Suites, who has been one of our sponsors really since we started the show. They are launching their latest location over at College Park. So that's BLE Suites at College Park. They had their they have their main initial location over in Largo, Maryland at 9701 Apollo Drive. And Ms. Bernadette Clay, who's the founder, she is the personification of visionary.
Okay.
Of moving forward, having an idea, putting in the promotion, the creativity, the energy, hiring people, putting people to work. So if I had to put up a poster child of what the marketing pulpit looks like.
So is this like a staffing?
Right.
They
provide office suites,
mm-hmm.
Virtual services, telephone services, mailbox services.
Awesome. Okay.
So they have the location over in Largo. And that's been going on now about almost going on 10 years. And then they opened their location in National Harbor.
Nice.
They did that a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So that's up and running.
Oh, that's great.
And next Wednesday, the 14th, they're cutting the ribbon. Well, they already opened, but they're having the official grand opening of their College Park location.
That's amazing.
And it's in a hub zone for all you folks that are trying to take advantage of that government money by being located in a hub zone. That's an added value.
Mm.
So we invite you to actually come out and help celebrate with us. This big head guy named Robert Gatewood. Oh, that's me. That's me.
The amazing Robert Gatewood. Really?
Cut that out. Well, he's going to be emceeing the event. So I've been working with Miss Bernadette Clay now for almost 8 years since we've been on the show. And you've heard me read the ads here because they have been a very good sponsor of the show. And we've been supporting them. They've been supporting us.
A big congratulation goes out to them.
Yes, indeed. So come on out. We ask you to come out and join us. I'll go ahead and shake some hands and meet some folks. It's at 9658 Baltimore Avenue, Suite 300 in College Park, Maryland. And call and make your RSVP. Call 301-322-1700. Or send an email at info@blesuites.com. And that's for the grand opening of BLE Suites at College Park.
Woo, woo, yes. We need to have a segment on RSVP etiquette.
Oh, I like that. All right, you're coming back to do that. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Kevin Boston of MoneyWise. We're going to talk money. We're going to talk about financial empowerment. Don't you go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. It's WOL Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. It was road work on northbound 295 slowing you down. They are after East Capitol Street before Benning Road. In the right lane, delays beginning near Pennsylvania Avenue. Southbound on 295, you're slow from Burroughs Avenue down to East Capitol Street. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound road work is after 450 before 410. Only one lane is getting by, and that has you slow from 202 in Chevrolet. Did you know that 1 in 6 Americans struggles with hunger? Visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Together, we're feeding America. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, high near 46. A couple of passing clouds overnight down to 30 tomorrow. Early clouds and then sunny in the afternoon, a high near 51 degrees tomorrow for your Saturday. Steve Hirschman for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
If you thought starting a business was easy, I got news for you. Now, that's not to discourage you. It's just to encourage you to get out and get the information you need to be to be successful. Because to get to that success plateau, you must reach what we call critical mass. Now, critical mass is that point where you can sustain your business on your revenues, on the money you bring in. And so that's why, once again, this show has been very pivotal in the business community. Now, one thing we also do, we encourage people to get out, network, meet people. I can tell you one main ingredient for business success, and that's getting out, meeting mm-hmm. people, rubbing elbows. And you also have to get information.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking later in the show, we're going to talk about the four ingredients that are necessary, that are paramount, that are required to be successful in business. I'm just going to give you give one of them away.
Okay.
And that's money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody tells you. I know you can have all this passion and energy. You can pray, you can hoop, you can holler, you can whatever you decide to do.
Okay.
You better have some money in that prayer, because if you don't have money, that doesn't mean you got to have a big old bankroll. You don't have to have millions of dollars put away. But you have to have some way to sustain that business, because there are certain things that you must have, like advertising, marketing,
right.
promotion.
Yes.
You got to get supplies, you got to get vendors and all that good stuff. You need money to do that.
And you have to not necessarily invest in other things. You have to invest in yourself, because if you don't expect someone to take you seriously about yourself, your own brand, if you don't create a avenue for your own self, it's really difficult to get out there and get money for the business that you're looking forward to or that you have a passion for.
That's right. And that's why I am so proud that the Marketing Pulpit is happy to announce the upcoming Financial Empowerment Summit and Tour, sponsored by Mr. Kelvin Boston. Mr. Boston, has a show on PBS called MoneyWise, and he is the person to know if you're going to be talking about money in any serious capacity. Now, this event coming up in March, and I'm glad to have Mr. Boston. He's actually with us today. I'd like to welcome him to the show. Mr. Boston, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here with you. How are you today?
We are doing great, and we're honored to have you on the show. And I've seen you out there on the internet, I've seen your TV show, and you just seem to be making an imprint out there. You've become the trailblazer, the go-to person when we're talking about financial empowerment. And there's a difference between just having money and having financial power. And I'd like to welcome you to the show. And basically, tell us about yourself. Tell us about, just because I put that question out there, maybe you can help us understand the difference between just having money and having financial power.
Well, I think the most important thing we have to understand is at the end of the day, whether we're working for ourselves or working for somebody else, it's all about economic empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest issues we have in Black community right now is that we're not talking about economic empowerment. We're so overwhelmed by what's going on with President Trump that many of us are missing all the opportunities that exist today. We're not talking about the obstacles that we have to really deal with, the challenges that we have to deal with. Unfortunately, in many ways, the government helps people of color succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, for example, they actually gutted the Americans with Disabilities Act. Well, African Americans are the number one group who has disabilities. So that was a Civil Rights Act that's going to impact us economically. The same when we talk about housing programs and federal food programs and everything from Social Security. All these things impact our wealth and our ability to secure economic freedom and economic empowerment. So these are big issues that we have to deal with, and that's why we're talking about both the opportunities and the obstacles at our upcoming event in D.C.
Well, tell us quickly about your reintroduce yourself to the audience, and tell us a little bit about your TV show and what you've been doing for the past few years.
Oh, God bless you. Yeah, I've been fortunate to host and produce the MoneyWise television series. For many years, we've been on public television, and I'm happy to announce that later this year, in addition to being on public television, the MoneyWise TV network will premiere on 100 million households' television sets. We're going to be not only on public television, but also on Roku, on Apple TV.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited about that.
Wow, that's quite a... Well, I tell you what I like about that, because when you first started out, you were talking about some of the challenges that we get so distracted by Donald Trump and all the other crazy things that are going on, that sometimes we take our eye off the ball. And another thing I think that really, and I that's why I really love this summit that you're about to launch, is people are so engaged in spending money that they don't understand the power of money.
Yeah, it's important to understand it's not how much money you made, but how much money you save. That's in the end of the day that's going to help you succeed. I heard you talk about being self-employed. By the way, I believe that every black family, every family in America needs to own a business. Somebody in that household needs to have a business, because that's the only way we're going to bring back employment in our communities. And we talk about those things at our summit. But also, it's important to help people understand how do you build wealth. You know, having a business helps you generate income,
right?
But you still have to be able to save a little of that so that you can reinvest in stocks and homes and other businesses so that you can accumulate wealth. And that's sometimes the disconnect. So we try to cover those things. And by the way, I should let your listeners understand that there are a lot of different economic philosophies out there. Mm-hmm. Some people are very conservative, some are liberal. But I believe in spiritual economics, and I believe that God wants us all to have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. And so I deal with those things at the summit. We're so happy we have Willie Jolly and his lovely wife, Dee Jolly, is going to be there. We have Doreen Vail. We have national speakers and local panelists to help us understand how we can build wealth, buy a home, secure our home, start our businesses, grow our businesses. And these are the type of conversations we need to have right now, and especially in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And, Pastor, let me just say this real quickly, because the biggest fake news that's going on right now in America is that America is broke. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest economic boom in our lifetime, and nobody's talking to us about it.
Wow.
Washington, D.C. is going to double in size in the next 5 to 10 years. Mm. So that means there's going to be a lot of opportunities where you have your own home, to build your businesses, to think about your career. But if we don't have these type of conversations like we're going to have next Saturday, how will we participate in these opportunities? And that's what I think we need to talk about and not be dissuaded by anything you're hearing out there. This is a boom time from the digital economy, from what's going on all around the world. This is people are making money, even in the stock market. Stock market is down. It means it's time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Home prices are going up, so it means it's time we need to do something. And so these, and if we don't talk about these among ourselves, these opportunities, who's going to share them with us? And so that's why we're excited that the Metropolitan AME Church has invited the Money Wise Tour back, so we can talk about how we can uplift everybody economically in Washington, D.C. as it begins to go to this next level. And it's gone. You can see it. I mean, downtown D.C., you can see what's going on.
Absolutely.
A condo, an efficiency condo now costs $500,000 in downtown D.C. That doesn't make any sense.
Let me suppose, they
were giving them away, right?
Well, let me ask you this now. I know this. Probably my co-host knows this. And a lot of the audience. What is preventing us from grabbing this brass ring? What are some of the barriers that's preventing people in our community from grabbing and taking advantage of all these opportunities that are out there?
Well, first you have to be aware of the opportunities.
Okay.
And when you have a president telling people that we're going broke and
right.
that the biggest issues are immigration
right.
and things like that, it's taking our eye off the opportunities that he and everybody else, all his billionaire friends, are taking advantage of,
mm-hmm.
from investing in the stock market to building their business to even international trade. But they don't want you to talk about it. So that's sad. This is a great economic boom time. I mean, just look around what's going on. You see cranes in the sky everywhere you go around D.C. That means people are building new businesses, new housing opportunities. So the first thing, Pastor, is that people need to be aware of the opportunities.
Aware.
That's number one. The second thing we have to understand that many African-Americans and people of color have not really come back from the recession.
Mm-hmm.
The recession is over, but the recovery is still taking place, and many of us are still trying to come back from that. And it takes a little long, and then the third thing is overcoming our fears so that we can embrace these successes and opportunities that are out there.
That is so true. Well, let me ask you this: has anything changed, let's say, from 10 years ago when you were probably in your twenties? Has anything changed that would make things a little difficult or more opportune now than they were, let's say, 10 years ago?
Well, I think we should understand that I've been doing this for over 20 years, that America itself has changed, and people's ideas of the American dream has changed. It is now actually harder for Americans to succeed in the United States. We used to be at the top of the list of nations where it was easier for you to start at the bottom or start new and build your wealth. Now I think we're like 20th in terms of other countries around the world. It's easier for us to succeed. And a lot of these are some of the policies that we have to deal with. But beyond that, This is still the best country, one of the best countries in the world to own a business, even if you made some mistakes with your credit, to come back from those mistakes. It's still the best place for us to begin to get an education and succeed. But again, it's more difficult than it was. It's not as easy to get business loans, to get mortgages, to even invest the way it used to be. But it doesn't mean that there's still not plenty of opportunities. It just takes a little more effort to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to know more about how long you've been involved in the event, a little bit more about the event, some of the organizations involved, some of the people involved. So we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out more about the event. Before we do that, though, tell me this. What made you decide to get into the financial line of work? Seems like an exciting. Did you wake up one day? You want a little kid that hid money on your mattress when you were a baby?
I want to start my own business. How do I get started? You know what? I'm not going to wait for anybody else. I'm just going to jump out there and do it. Is that what your thought process was?
No, I wish it was that easy. I attended a public school in Wilmington, Delaware, and I grew up in public housing. And I had the privilege of going to Lincoln University. And after I came back, I met a black economist who helped me understand that once African-Americans understand how to manage their income and their savings, they'll understand how to manage their lives.
Hey, Kevin.
And so that changed me.
I want to hold you for 1 second. We're going to be right back and finish up after the break, okay? All right, folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break with Mr. Kevin Boston of MoneyWise. Don't go anywhere.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative. And that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1450 WOL. 1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
We are talking finances. We're talking money. We are talking financial empowerment today. If you know someone who's kind of sitting on the financial fence, scratching his or her head, not sure which way to turn, I want you to give them this number. Call 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for my guest, Mr. Kevin Boston of MoneyWise, there's a big event coming up on March 17th. And Mr. Boston, he's been at this now really since 2006, but I'm sure he's been talking money much longer than that. Tell us about the event, Mr. Boston, that's coming up on the 17th.
Well, we're so happy. A lot of people know me from the MoneyWise television program, but they don't realize that we have one of the leading faith-based tours in the United States. The MoneyWise tour has been actually all over the world. But after the recession, we realized we had to come back to our community and help. Particularly African-Americans who have, you know, a lot of people don't realize African-Americans were the group that was hit the hardest with the recession.
Amen.
We lost more homes. In fact, we lost about 50% of our collected wealth during the recession because most of our wealth was in our homes.
That's right.
And so we brought the tour back, and now we go all over the country primarily at African-American churches, and we spend a whole day just talking about economic empowerment issues. But we bring local professionals, local community resources, so those communities can empower themselves and have the type of conversations that they need to uplift themselves even after the recession. So, for example, we're going to talk about next Saturday, everything from saving and investing to foreclosure and buying a home, starting a business, growing a business, and we will even have some health professionals there. But these are the type of conversations that we need to have, because if we don't have these conversations, no one's going to have them for us. No one's going to lead us to the promised land if we don't lead ourselves. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's great. And I noticed you got some heavy hitters to help you deliver this message. I see Courtney Snowden. He's the deputy mayor of Economic Empowerment. We have Walter Booth from Folger, Nolan, Fleming, Douglas. We see Leroy Nesbitt from the Black Student Fund. Just a great lineup of people who are actually going to be delivering messages of empowerment, helping people understand what it is to get into a business, the home buying process, financing their education, managing their personal finances. So if you're out there listening in this listening audience, and go to the website, Marketing Pulpit. We have the whole flyer and everything on the website. Also, you can call them directly. The phone number for the conference is, let me see, get that number here, 202-331-1426 to register. And also you can go to their, they have a link on the website also at marketingpulpit.com, and sign up. Don't sit on the sidelines and talk about Black Panther and Wakanda and then don't do anything to harness.
Right.
I mean, talking cheap.
Let's get your numbers up.
Yeah.
And Pastor, I think we should let people know that the event's free. And sometimes that's what people don't understand. Because we have some wonderful sponsors in the church itself, Metropolitan AME, and their support, we're able to bring this type of program to the community free of charge. It would talk about $300 to $400 if you had to pay to come to something like this. Hey. We're also happy to have Willie Jolly and his lovely wife, Dee. Taylor Jolly is going to talk about relationships and money based on their new book. We have Doreen Vail, one of the premier singers and songwriters in the country, will be there performing live for us. And we even have free refreshments and free lunch. So it takes a whole lot to bring these type of resources to the community. And but sometimes people wonder, well, it can't be worth anything if it's free. But, you know, I ask people all the time, how much did you pay for your salvation? Mm. It was free, but look what your value brought to your life. We have changed people's lives all over the world, and we're going to do the same next Saturday, because people call this an experience. When you get a chance to understand that indeed God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly and give you tangible resources that allow you to do that, it helps you rekindle your spirit, helps you understand and have hope, help you understand how you can succeed in spite of everything that's going on in your life. And that's what we're about. And so I'm just so happy. But I want people to see the word free and think that it's not valuable. It's a valuable time. And what they're giving up half of this Saturday to change their life. And we think it's a great investment.
Mr. Boston, I'm not going to let you off the hook. I was really into the story you were telling about how you got into this line of work. So if you can finish that.
Sure. Well, basically what I was trying to share with you is that I came from humble beginnings. And right now, my mission is just to help as many people as I can enjoy life financially. And I wish I could say I was a financial genius in high school, but it wasn't.
You're definitely one now.
I was fortunate to work for I'm a financial planner by profession. So I was working in Toledo, Ohio, helping African-Americans begin to save and invest, and realize I couldn't do it one person at a time. That the need was so great that we have to reach out to the masses. And so they told me that if I went to Detroit, I could have my own TV show. And they're talking about public access television, talk about the power of public access TV. And so I began my humble show. I got my kitchen chairs from my kitchen, invited all my financial planning friends of color. We started talking about money on public access TV. In Detroit, Michigan, I got picked up from there on a local PBS station, and then we went nationwide on public television, then went to BET, and now we're back on public television. And again, as I said, soon we'll have our own financial network. It will be the first financial network for people of color in the United States. Right now, there's only five financial networks. You have Bloomberg, Mm-hmm. You have Fox Business, you have Cheddar, and you have CNBC. None of those deal with people of color. None of those deal with issues of women. None of them talk about entrepreneurship, and none of them talk about the issues that we're all trying to deal with in terms of how we survive in this economy. So I'm so happy that the MoneyWise Financial TV Network will do with all those things. And so that's how I got started, and that's what I'll be doing soon.
Well, that's I felt it was important for you to tell your story, because somebody's out there listening, and they're in a place. They feel like they either stuck, they feel like they either took a wrong turn somewhere, and sometimes they need to hear somebody else's story. It doesn't matter where you start, how you started. The idea is to get there and to start. So if you're sitting on the fence, you're stuck in a money in the money mud, you're not sure which way to move, you feel like things are not moving for you, you need to register for this event and come out on March 17th.
It's sponsored by Metropolitan AME Church and their Daniel Payne Community Development arm, but the actual event's going to be at the NCRC Conference Center in downtown Washington.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
At 740 15th Street. We'll be there from 8:30 to 2 o'clock, and we invite everybody to come out. If you want to just take control of your financial situation, maybe sometime, pastors, you know, you just need to be around other people who want to succeed in life.
That's right.
That you'll have both those opportunities at this event. So we welcome everybody, and we just want to help people understand that in spite of Trump, you can still succeed in America.
Can you repeat that address again, please?
Sure. It's 740 15th Street Northwest. Washington. And that's the NCRC Conference Center.
All right, folks. Also, go to marketingpulpit.com. That information is right there on the website. Look under our events. And Mr. Boston, we're honored to have you as a guest today. You've enlightened us, inspired us. You're what we call, I'll call a self-actualizer. People who have put on this earth, and they're fulfilling their passion, their reason for being.
Mm-hmm.
And you have definitely, you're fulfilling a mission. You're divinely inspired. And I think everybody would be gifted by your presence at this event on the 17th of March. And we encourage everybody to go out and register. You can actually call again, 202-331-1426 to register. And we also have this information on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Mr. Boston, thank you again for joining us today. I'll see you on the 17th.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for that wonderful information.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you for having me. Keep us in your prayers.
Sure will. All right, folks, that was Mr. Kelvin Boston of MoneyWise. And he's talking about the tour that's coming up, the financial empowerment tour that's taking place in Washington, D.C., at the Conference Center for the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, NCRC, headquarters at 740 15th Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. And it's from 8:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., Saturday, March 17th. You can get there on the McPherson Square Metro. There's on-street parking, and there's some lunch. So don't just come out just to eat, but if you haven't had your breakfast.
Yes, and you hear my stomach growling. That's why I was holding my stomach. I'm sorry.
And they also have sponsorship opportunities. Willie Jolly is going to be there. He's been on this show several times. Miss Doreen Vail, she was our guest last week. Walter Booth, Simone Green, and let's see, Mr. Brent Neisser. So we've got a great lineup of folks in the financial field.
Yeah, so make sure you head over to marketingpulpit.com.
Right? That's right. That's right. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Miss Lynn Boogie. Lynn.
Yes, L Boogie in the building.
I was thinking the other day, I had a conversation. I was hearing people talk about, you know, I'm always listening to the news. I'm on the internet looking at these videos. I got to stop doing that. Man, you could be up all night.
You can.
Mess around, get going through one of those threads and one leads to another.
It does. When I try to set myself, I'm only going to sit here for an hour, and then 8 hours later, you know, it happens. Get caught up.
Well, a conversation came up about who determines how much you're worth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you determine that, or does the person who's writing you a check determine that?
That's a very interesting question.
And so this question was magnified recently by a recent incident in the news. Miss Monique, everybody knows Monique. She has she was on the Parkers. Was
that yes, the Parkers.
On? And who's the girl on there with her little short chick?
Her name escapes me.
I know
you
talk about. I see her in my face. But anyway, so she was the mom on the Parkers.
Yes.
And so that's where a lot of people got to know her. She ended up getting she had a talk show come on at night. And she's been doing movies. She was in Precious. She got an Oscar.
She was in several movies. She was in Precious. She was in Almost Christmas. She has stand up. She did a web series. It was a web show called, it wasn't a web show. It was on one of those stations, but it was a reality show. She did a reality show. I think it was called Charm School.
So bottom line is she felt that her stock had risen.
Yes.
She felt like she was the bomb. She was the stuff.
Yes.
And so Netflix decides to have a comedy special on their platform. And they were handing out checks to people who they invited. Mm-hmm. And of course, some people got tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
Like Dave Chappelle, Amy Schumer, Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. And when they got the right Monique check, they said, let's see here.
They decided to hold up on a couple zeros.
500,000. They moved a whole zero and divided it by two.
Right.
They didn't just move a zero. They moved a zero, then divided that zero by two.
Right.
So of course, she was none too happy.
Yeah.
Now, it brought up, and I've had this discussion with several people, and I've been mm-hmm. hearing both sides of the stuff, mm-hmm. what's right. So it brings up a bigger question. First of all, should Monique have taken that check, $500,000? Should she have stood her ground and said, hey, no way. You giving mm-hmm. this girl over here $10 million, $11 million, mm-hmm. and you give me $500,000?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Right.
No.
It's, you know, that's a tough call because a lot of times you don't want to sell yourself short.
Right.
You know, you do want to know your value. She had a good run with the Parkers. That was amazing. That was great. And she had a whole lot of other opportunities as well. I think after Precious, I think she put herself really, really up there.
She was a self-imposed A-lister, huh?
Yes, at that time. Now, she's comparing herself to someone who's more relevant right now. So I understand where she's trying to be the voice of, you know, we need to have someone who stand up for us and speak that we are fighting for what we deserve. You know what I mean? But at the same time, there's a way about going about that, you know, without demeaning others in the process, you know?
Well, I think about it. I look at it like this. You have to understand your long-term objective. If you plan to retire on every project, then you're going to pass on a lot of good jobs.
And this is
something we have to look at in our regular business lives. Because mm-hmm. I've dealt with some vendors, some clients, some suppliers. And it seems like they've determined they're going to make their mark on this one job.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't nurture the relationship. They didn't go about it the right way.
Right.
And it's not always diminishing your value or saying you're not worth it.
Yeah.
You have to understand. We're going to finish this after the break. Folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood. We're talking about who decides your worth, either you or the person writing the check. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Lynn Boogie. I'm Robert Gatewood. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is brought to you by Unbound.org. Road work on 295 northbound is before Benning Road in the right lane in delays from Pennsylvania Avenue to get past it. Southbound 295, very heavy from Benning Road down to East Capitol Street. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, the road work back today after 450 before 410 in the left lane. What's the education of your children worth? There are children across the world who lack the privilege of going to school. Change the story for one child at Unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. For today, sunny to partly cloudy, high near 46. For tonight, a couple clouds down to 30. Tomorrow, early clouds and then mostly sunny later in the day and high near 51. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Get started at cctakesteps.org. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
So you're sitting in a room and you're negotiating and you think you all that and a bag of chips. And they just give you a half a bag of chips. You say, wait a minute. I'm Robert Gatewood. Do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
But they said, look, I don't give a hoot who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worth that to me.
Right. Exactly.
Is that what it boils down to?
That's what it boils down to. But you have to learn how to pick and choose your battles. It's all about timing. Timing is everything.
Well, you know, when I close out the show, every show I said, if you want to be successful, you do the right thing at the right time.
That's for sure.
You got to do it right.
I don't think that was, that's how she felt at the time.
But
was her own personal.
But Lynn, I can put you in front of some folks who will sit here and they will fight to the death and say, look, this is my price. And the minute you start negotiating on that, you're going to lose because you have to set that price because people are going to start shipping away. It's going to diminish your value on the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, people are asking you to do work for free.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm on both sides of this.
Yes.
I think it's nuanced. I don't think there's a black and white.
Right.
It's situational.
Yes.
There are some cases I will walk into the room and I've already made up my mind. This is going to be a tough job. Mm-hmm. This client is not they're not on my BFF list.
Right.
So it's going to be a little tension involved. Mm-hmm. My plate is full.
Yes.
I'm not into the negotiation at that point.
Right.
You're going to take this or I'm walking out the door.
Yeah. There are times you just have to set standards for yourself. You have to because you don't want to be underrated or, undervalued.
That's right. There are other times I will walk in the room. I'm hungry. Haven't had a contract.
Maybe that's where she is
I'm eating ramen noodles, McCartney's and tires. The whoopers at my door. And the client is easy to work with. Somebody I know.
Yes.
And they have portfolio value. And you have to understand that too. Portfolio value.
Yeah.
Every project does not have to have a check number zeros behind it. Is it going to lead you to a bigger check?
Yes. Yes.
So I think that may have been some of the points that may have been missed. I can't speak for Monique. She has her husband is her agent, and I can't speak for them. I'm not in the room with them as they're making these kind of decisions. But I'm speaking as a business owner who has to deal with this on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Every room has a different dynamic.
That's true. And like you said, it's situational. You know, there are times that, I think she just maybe is looking for at young actresses that are coming into the field, and that's letting them know, set your standard. But as you said, it's situational. You know, you may be at that point where you're eating ramen noodles, or maybe you're at the point with your lobster and your filet mignon. You know, it all depends. Like I said, it's time, and timing is everything. God has already created your journey. So it's up to you to sit still, listen, and pay attention to what is happening around you.
I have the best noodles, better than that Barack Obama's noodles. Try the Trump noodles. Hey, tell us about...
Try 45 noodles. Lynn, that's what we call them.
Lynn, quickly introduce yourself to the audience. Let people know who you are.
My name is Lynn L. Boogie Wood. I am previously an internet host and producer of my show, The Boogie Spot. And I am presently right now a promoter for a prestigious sip and paint company in Prince George's County.
That's wonderfully made for you.
Yes, wonderfully made for Sharina, you. The number four, Sharina Garner.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, nice. I looked at her website and the service. Tell us quickly about that service.
She's absolutely amazing. I love her business. She has several locations that you sip and paint at different locations at Fridays, American Steakhouse in Waldorf, and she actually comes to you. She comes to your home.
What's their website?
Their website is www.wonderfullymade4u.com.
And Ms. Boogish, what she does, she's a promoter as well. She helps people like Wonderfully Made for You. She's been working with Chef Terrence and a few other people around town. And I'm just going to tell you, I was at an event with Ms. Boogie recently, and I was amazed how this woman can work a room. I said, man, I've been doing it wrong all these years. Man, she had me introduced to everybody in the place. I left that, and I'm telling you the truth, Lynn.
Really?
Yesterday, one of the people that you introduced me to, he called me.
Okay.
And I'm saying to myself, yeah, he's just working the phones. Then he emailed me.
Absolutely.
Said he was interested in coming on the show.
Yes.
I said, go ahead, Lynn.
This is Mr. Johnson.
Coats.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See,
probably the other Jones, the other young man.
She introduced me to so many people, she can't even keep up.
I can't.
You need somebody like this lady on your team. Do you do this
Thank
for a living?
Thank you so much. I do. I'm a natural networker.
Okay. Networking is
my thing.
How can people, if you want to give out your information, how can people, somebody find you if they wanted to get your services?
Okay. I'm on Facebook, Lynn L Boogie Wood. I'm on Instagram, Miss L Boogie _1. I have a website, theboogiespot.com. And I'm on LinkedIn as L Boogie. And I'm on Twitter, at The Boogie Spot.
Well, I can.
And my phone number is.
Please, go ahead.
No. You can stick to my social media.
Okay, go right ahead.
I have email, lanisha@gmail.com.
All right. And I've seen her in action. That's really why she's sitting here, because I say, wow. And I give this advice to people when you're out networking. One of the best ways to win somebody's heart is to introduce them to somebody else.
Yes.
If you make it all about you, that's not going to move the needle.
Yeah.
But when you introduce somebody to 10 people, it's like, man, you're in love.
Yeah. I don't block my blessings. I always want to encourage other people to do things as well. And I like to connect people in the right places. So people usually call me, hey, L Boogie, do you know how to connect? I absolutely do.
That's what she does. Hey, speaking of, we've been talking about money today. We've been talking about networking. I'm going to quickly talk about four things you don't want to talk about when you're at these networking events. Mm-hmm. I go to networking events all the time, and sometimes there's certain topics that are off limits.
Right. Politics.
I'm going to give you four of them. Politics. The first one, you don't want to talk about.
No.
As much as you think, as much as you have disdain for Donald Trump, mm-hmm. you don't know if that person that you're trying to get that big contract with, he could be a ardent Donald Trump supporter.
Yes.
You walk in there saying, that bum Trump, he's crazy. Yeah. He's ready for the mental institution. Mm-hmm. He's sleeping with porn stars. He's rolling back civil rights. Hey, wait a minute, I voted for him, man.
Absolutely.
I'm a donor. Uh-oh, never mind, my bad.
Yeah, then that's your money out the door.
Gone.
Done.
Just like that.
Done.
So stay away from politics.
Right.
Another one, race.
Yes.
Once again, it's just there is no winning game when you start talking about race. I don't care if the person you're talking to looks just like you.
Yeah.
You don't know their lineage, their history. You're assuming they're black, from Africa. You think they're African American. They could be from Africa. They could
be from
black and white. They could be
Washington, D.C.
You just leave race alone.
Right.
Religion.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is not a Christian.
That's true.
I mean, that's how I grew up. That's where I hang my hat. But I understand that there are Muslims in town. There are Buddhists. Mm-hmm. There are non-religious people at all. Don't assume everybody is carrying the same cloth that you do.
Yes, that's true.
Even if you have to, I'm not saying put it in the closet, but let's just don't make it part of your conversation if you can avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one that's really taboo that Donald Trump should have learned. Don't talk sex.
Wow. Yeah, what is that? Hashtag Me Too.
The Me Too movement has really put a star beside this one lately.
I mean, I think even at my job, everyone is just so cautious of not saying the wrong thing. And people are just, you know, really trying to think before they talk now. You can just kind of tell the wheels are turning before they even open their mouth.
You just have to be 100% business.
You do. Right.
And don't be doing all complimentary and
mm-hmm.
keep it business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, I've lived by that throughout mm-hmm. my years, and I'm proud to say that.
Yes.
Now, there are some things you can talk about. You can talk about the host. I mean, not a bad way. That big head, you know,
yes, Mr. Gateway is so amazing. His voice is wonderful. His show is entertaining.
Right.
I love it.
That's
yes.
a good conversation piece. Talk about the host. You can talk sports. Sports is always great.
Always.
Even if you're on opposing teams, you mm-hmm. could be a Philly fan or a Patriots fan. You can still talk.
That sports. Does spark a lot of conversation.
That's right. You can talk about the weather. Man, that wind. What about that wind?
Yeah.
Good icebreaker. Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Man, did you take 395 to get here? I came the back way. Always a good topic. Movies. You can talk movies. You can talk about books you've read. You can talk about your hobbies. And food is always a good topic.
Food
at
is
event.
Always, as you hear my stomach growling, food is always a good topic.
Amen.
Chef T.
And finally, I'm going to give you my four M's you must have. So if you were listening to Mr. Boston, some of these tie right into what he's been saying. First of all, you need a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Know where you're going. You need a mission, your reason for being, your raison d'etre. Why are you doing this? Mr. Boston's mission is to help people financially.
Mm-hmm.
That's his mission. You need a market. Who needs this service?
Yes.
That's your audience.
Yes.
I already talked about money. you need money to fund this. Now, you some people bootstrap. They go out and they take money from their day job and they finance their hustle, their side hustle. Some go out and get loans. Some are doing creative financing. But you need money to fund this vision. Otherwise, it's not going to move.
Right.
The last one was mindset. You need the right mindset to be in business. Everybody just doesn't have the mindset.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come naturally. Sometimes you can get it late in life. But if you've been in government for 30 years, that mindset might be a little more challenging than somebody who started a business, let's say, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Really helps to be a people person. And if you don't have that, there's always a great coach. Isn't that right, Mr. Gatewood?
That's exactly right. That's what people like I do and Miss Boogie do.
Yes.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to wrap up. Don't forget to go to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show website and register for the MoneyWise Economic Empowerment Tour. The information is right there on the homepage. The event is next Saturday on March 17th from 8:30 to 2 o'clock. Mr. Kelvin Boston, Willie Jolly, Doreen Vail, and a few other good folks are going to be there. Food is going to be there. And also go to the BLE upcoming ribbon cutting on next Wednesday. Folks, we're going to be back next week at the same time. If you want to be successful, do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Let's get to work.
Yes.